self in the world. As I come towards the end of the current batch of musings about understanding myself and understanding the world, I become more and more aware of how these two things are interconnected and inseparable. Instead of thinking of myself as learning who I am and my identity and my prejudices and my strengths and weaknesses, and then looking at the world and recounting what I've learnt about different aspects of the world. Instead of that, it's obvious that these two things are absolutely inseparable from the start. From the moment we are born, as we start to learn about the world, we are learning about ourselves, and the other way round. And this continues throughout our lives. This means that if you are strong on one, but rather weak, and the other part is underdeveloped, it will actually affect both. An example would be that I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he said that one of the strengths of my work on world civilizations and the future of the world and all this was my knowledge of myself, and that I knew enough about my own psychology through various things I've talked about to be able to then move out and generalize. And likewise, in reverse, as I understand my civilization, England, the British Empire, and world history, I begin to understand myself better. In fact, it's impossible to understand myself. I wouldn't know why I was so enthusiastic at a certain point in time about cricket and football and games like that, or about certain kinds of children's stories, or about Gilbert and Sullivan, or all sorts of things through my childhood and later on. Why did they attract me? What do they mean to me? And it's only through a study of wider things like British history that I begin to see how my own sense of humour, my sense of games, my sense of fairness, and many other things were shaped not by my individual personality, but by the culture into which I'd been born, its long history and its convoluted culture. And so I learnt about myself by looking at the works of William Shakespeare, or the poetry of Alexander Pope, or the essays of Montaigne, or the anthropology of Polynesian islanders. All those things throw light on myself. And likewise, different aspects of myself, the way I do react to pain and suffering, the way I do throw myself into games and sports, the way I argue, my use of irony and humour, all those I then can examine by projecting them more widely and looking at the whole world. So it's a dual process as we grow up and interfused. Know then thyself, presume not God to scan, as Pope put it, but one could modify it. Know then thyself, presume to try and understand the world at the same time. Not God in my case particularly, but try and not isolate yourself out from the wider world. And in both, the process of learning is a feeding back and forth between the minute lived history of your own body and mind, the particular, the grain of sand that you constitute, and the huge beach of world experience and events that we study and look at and read about and share through many media, through films, through novels, through formal learning. And all those things feed back on your own understanding of yourself. So the two are combined, and it's been a great joy and pleasure to examine both of them together, and then to use that as the basis for this long series of musings about what I've learnt about myself and about the world.